Imagine, we would have finished the picture tonight, my father was shouting. Instead, that moron suddenly gets it into a beautiful, empty little head that she can't play the last scene. So the whole company has to stand there at $1,000 a minute while this silly little blank walks off the set, and now I have to beg her to come back. He wheeled in his pacing, paused, and glared at his plate. There was a suspenseful silence. What is this? He was reaching for my poem. Ben, a wonderful thing has happened, my mother began. Buddy has written his first poem, and it's beautiful, absolutely amazing. If you don't mind, I'd like to decide for myself, father said. I kept my face lowered to my plate as he read that poem. It was only 10 lines, but it seemed to take hours. I could hear him dropping the poem back on the table. Now came the moment of decision. I think it's lousy, he said. I couldn't look up. My eyes were getting wet.
Ben, sometimes I don't understand you, my mother was saying. This is just a little boy. You're not in your studio now. These are the first lines of poetry he's ever written. He needs encouragement.
I don't know why, my father held his ground. Isn't there enough lousy poetry in the world already? No law says Buddy has to become a poet. I couldn't stand it another second. I ran from the dining room up to my room, threw myself on the bed, and sobbed. When I had cried the worst of the disappointment out of me, I could hear my parents still quarreling over my first poem at the dinner table.